This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You are with Lynn and Uma on the Evening Edition, and we're looking at, I guess, some of the stories that have made headlines today. Up next, the MACC have basically said that they want to have a proposal where caning should be a punishment for those convicted of corruption. This came out of MACC Chief Mohamed Shukri Abdul, who said it would reflect the seriousness in fighting corruption.
Why everybody just likes the caning these days?
Huh? I know, we can't seem to stop talking about it. But now, important to note, we've moved from Sharia caning, which is what we've been talking about, to judicial caning, which is a whole, just an entirely different kettle of fish.
All right, so here's the thing. He has said so far that he is very serious on the proposal, right? Let's wait and see whether he says it's his personal opinion later. But that's besides the point. I am just against caning as a punishment in general, right? You would think that I would be all for punishing those corrupt in the most demeaning way possible. But at the same time, I don't think that makes us a proper civilized society.
That's exactly it. I don't think it says anything good about us as a people that whenever someone hurts us, we're like, beat them up. I mean, even though caning isn't actually beating them up, it's pretty close. I mean, I was reading about the kind of benchmarks of what's considered caning. And it's apparently 160 kilometers per hour. That's the aim. It's supposed to be 90 kgs of weight put into it. In Malaysia, there is also, I think, the dragging of the tip across the wound so as to open up the wound.
Oh.
And so I don't understand why when we're talking about this, just because corruption is such is a topic that makes people so angry, it doesn't mean that we should be okay with what I've just described as a punishment.
No.
I don't think it should. I don't understand it.
I think there are more humane methods of punishment, and not just punishment, but there are ways to make these individuals pay and atone for their sins as opposed to just caning, whether it's corporal punishment or capital punishment, right? Because corporal punishment and capital punishment, for whatever it's worth, is all about us. It's about us feeling gratification, right? It's us taking the pleasure in the pain of others.
And I would be curious to know about the rates of efficacy about this. I mean, I understand that it's cheaper than imprisoning people. It takes less time, but here, I mean, it usually comes with imprisonment anyway.
So I honestly don't think it's a case of, oh, I remember the pain of the caning. You know what? When I get out of here, I'm going to be a good guy. I'm not going to steal money anymore. That's never worked.
Let us know what you think. We would love to hear from you. Do you welcome caning as a punishment? Why do you think it is that caning has suddenly become acceptable, if it has at all, especially for things like corruption? That number to call, 7733 2900. You can WhatsApp 018-789-8899. You can tweet us at BFM Radio. We're crossing over now to Suhakam Commissioner Gerald Joseph. Gerald, thank you so much for joining us again today. So, as we were talking about, this statement by the MACC chief comes after two recent cases of caning under the Sharia court that have been publicised in the media. The first for two women for attempted same-sex relations. Another last week of a woman for offering sexual services. It feels as if caning is suddenly becoming this go-to punishment. How did it become this way? Is it alarming to you?
Well, I think the concept of punishment by some form of physical pain from children to adults has been around in society even now, I think. So it's not surprising that was the response again for this time of strengthening the MACC punishment on corruption. Sadly, I think this form of punishment happens at every layer of society, and no one has actually questioned its effectiveness and the need for such treatment, because it's already an established fact that this is degrading to human beings to be punished in such a way.
Has caning been shown in any way to be an effective deterrent against recurring crimes or to the public?
I have not heard or seen any such evidence-based studies by the government or the authorities. From what we view, crime has not decreased because we have such punishment in place. even indiscipline in school, bullying in school has continued and gone even worse in some places, despite having that fear of caning allowed in schools. So I think we need to move away from this concept that if you beat somebody hard enough or painful enough, this person will reform and turn over. I think that was an old idea of fear that may have worked in long time ago. But I think new methods of disciplining, of changing people's behavior, thought pattern, is something that I think we need to utilize. And I'm not convinced that caning has actually brought down the crime or has put fear into people, because most people will still try the crime and hope not to be caught, you know. And so that's part of the addressing the root cause, why people want to do corruption. That would be the more important issue to handle. And also, furthermore, even in the animal kingdom, the circus used to get away with, you know, prodding and beating animals to act. Even that now is already outlawed, and people look at it with such disdain. How can we still allow caning to happen on human beings?
Gerald, given that caning is now considered a human rights violation by international standards, what's allowing us to keep practicing it?
I suppose because it's been in the law book for so long, from pre-independence day, it's there. So I think nothing is actually stopping us from changing these practices. I think it's time Malaysia keep in tandem with international standards. I think this was reaffirmed by Tun Mahathir in his General Assembly address, where he said that Malaysian government and the new Malaysia is committed to human rights, justice, respect, good governance. So I think it is time to review the law books. I think the Attorney General has a big task before him to change, because if you don't, change is incumbent upon the government of the day and the parliamentarians and the people of Malaysia. No one, it waits for no one, it's just up to us to do it.
Over the past weeks, there's been a lot of talk about how Sharia caning is carried out in a much less severe way than caning under the civil court. Does that reasoning work, in your opinion?
While it may be so that the caning method in the Sharia court may seem lesser and less harsher than what's done in the prison system, I don't think that reasoning works, because it's still capital punishment. And even the light caning in the schools, I mean, still capital punishment. I think we want a society that can be educated and can respect law, because its law has a value system that will move away from the need for torturous or degrading treatment, because we don't want, we want a society where we will respect the dignity of the person. So I think even though it's less, the degree should not matter. We should actually fight for the abolishment of capital punishment.
And what would it take to do just that, to abolish this practice of caning?
Well, I think the first thing is to have an open discussion about where did it come from, why it still remains in our law books, and its effectiveness in society and country, and to study how other countries in the region, in Southeast Asia, that don't practice that, in the world, and how have their societies be changed in terms of its criminal record. You know, even without a capital punishment or the death penalty, you're still able to manage crime in your country or change behavioral patterns. So I think it's up to society, and I think this is the right moment now with the new government for Malaysians to actually demand parliamentarians to debate this in a very logical and evidence-based way, to move towards a new standard of governance and a new standard of criminal justice system.
Gerald, thank you so much for your perspective. That was Suhakam Commissioner Gerald Joseph with his views on caning as a means of punishment in our justice system. We would love to hear from you. What do you think? Is caning acceptable? Do you welcome it as a punishment, especially for crimes such as corruption? That number to call, 7733-2900. You can WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899. Tweet us at BFM Radio. We'll be right back after the news. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.